Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, it is a new day here in America with a new president who has already made a lot of great decisions in the first couple of weeks that he's been in office. It's refreshing for us. And he's also nominated Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court justice position. We're going to talk about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications at Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. How you doing there, Matt?
I'm good.
Well, it's exciting here to be able to see a new nominee on the Supreme Court, one who looks like he's got some good things that he has done and some good issues. How does this look as far as social issues in the future for America?
Well, what Justice, soon to be Justice Gorsuch, has indicated, and I think rightly so, is that wherever he stands on issues in terms of public policy mindset, worldview, his own opinions and ideology, that they have no place in his decisions as a Supreme Court justice. He is an avid opponent of judicial activism, which is something that the leftists on the court.
How refreshing,
right? Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others, you know, even, I'm sorry, but Justice Anthony Kennedy, he is an activist. Breyer and others on the court are judicial activists. They embrace this living, breathing idea that the Constitution changes and that they are in a position to influence public policy, effectively to make law from the bench. Well, he avidly and adamantly opposes that. He wrote, for instance, in National Review in 2005, Judge Gorsuch wrote, "This overweening addiction to the courtroom as the place to debate social policy is bad for the country and bad for the judiciary." Mm-hmm. In the legislative arena, especially when the country is closely divided, compromises tend to be the rule of the day. But when judges rule this or that policy unconstitutional, there's little room for compromise. One side must win, the other must lose. In constitutional litigation, two experiments and pilot programs, real world laboratories in which ideas can be assessed on the results they produce, are not possible. Ideas are tested only in the abstract world of legal briefs and lawyers' arguments. As a society, we lose the benefit of the give and take of the political process and the flexibility of social experimentation that only the elected branches can provide. And I heard Judge Gorsuch in an interview saying that he has even ruled against issues where he holds a position, an opinion on a specific issue, because his job is to interpret the Constitution, to interpret the law as written with the clear legislative intent and meaning behind it. So he's even ruled against his own ideological inclinations in the past because the law mandates that he do so, and the Constitution and his job as a judge require that he do so. And that is so encouraging to have that kind of justice. Unfortunately, the leftists and leftist judges around the country, even in the lower courts, they don't restrain themselves. They don't engage in such judicial restraint. Right. And instead, they use their position as a judge as a platform for social change. And that's just a shame.
I mean, but he's really taking seriously how the founders created our judicial system, isn't he?
Well, that's exactly what he's doing. That's the originalist or textualist philosophy, a judicial philosophy that Scalia holds, that certainly Clarence Thomas holds to, and to a lesser extent, I think Chief Justice Roberts. And so, you know, this is so encouraging to me to see a replacement for Antonin Scalia, who was just beloved even by leftists on the court, good friends with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just a delightful man with an amazingly quick wit, brilliant mind, brilliant judicial philosophy, brilliant understanding of the law. Gorsuch is also a very affable individual who is known as an intellectual jurist, who's known for his deep thought processes as he goes through these court cases, and for arriving ultimately at very fair and constitutional decisions. So the left, the ones that are standing up in opposition to him, need to understand he's the best possible person for the job right now.
Right.
They want social change and they want it done through judicial fiat. Well, that's not how our constitutional Republican form of government was created. That just leads to chaos. Mm-hmm. And so we cannot have that.
Now, here's a question. Now, talking about social issues, now the president has recently said that he is going to continue to enforce this executive order that Obama had put into place imposing LGBT, I guess now it's Q and whatever other alphabet you want to add, the agenda on federal contractors so that they are not so-called, quote-unquote, their rights won't be discriminated against regarding sexual orientation and gender identity. How do you think that's going to play out with that versus Gorsuch being on the Supreme Court?
Well, listen, neither Matt Staver, you, myself, nobody that I know is for discrimination or harassment or targeting of people because of their sexual proclivities or lifestyle choices.
Right.
I don't think Donald Trump is for that either. You know, we are for gay rights, if you will, in the sense that not how they've couched them, not the radical homosexual activist agenda, but just in the sense that all Americans have certain unalienable rights that are given to us by our creator. And by unalienable, we mean they cannot be infringed by a government. So to that extent, I agree with Donald Trump in the broader sense of human rights for everyone across the board applied equally. Now, here's the issue, and I think Donald Trump definitely recognizes this. The fact of the matter is that where our First Amendment religious liberties that are enumerated and categorized and clearly defined in the United States Constitution come into conflict with these newfangled notions of so-called gay rights, something that our founding fathers could not have even conceptualized,
right,
that when those two things come into conflict, they cannot coexist in harmony. You have, for instance, the florists, the bakers, people being persecuted for their religious liberties. And so where religious liberty comes into conflict with their radical homosexual activism, I believe Trump recognizes, Gorsuch certainly recognizes, I believe, mm-hmm, that those religious liberties trump this radical leftist progressive sexual anarchist agenda. And I think that will play out in the court. Any justice who is an originalist, any justice who is going to perceive, as did Scalia, Roe v. Wade, as the bad ruling that it, the horrific ruling that it was, will also recognize that Obergefell, for instance, the illegitimate activist ruling that foisted so-called gay marriage on the American people, any originalist justice such as Gorsuch is going to do an analysis, a constitutional analysis, and recognize that, as Chief Justice John Roberts says, that decision has absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution at all.
Right.
It is pure leftist judicial activism. So
yeah,
where Trump is continuing these executive orders, that's disconcerting. I hope that at some point he will roll them back. But the reality is, I believe that Donald Trump, and he has certainly surrounded himself with people who recognize that where religious liberties come into conflict with the radical homosexual activist agenda, religious liberty wins.
Right, because I think it's important to remember from a constitutional standpoint, there's a difference between discrimination against race, which is not a choice, against biological gender, which is not a choice, and between a choice of sexual lifestyle. Whole different can of worms there.
Well, sure. The former that you mentioned are immutable characteristics, things
right,
that cannot be changed, neutral qualities such as skin color, a person's biological sex, things of that nature. Well, they've twisted that now. And guess what? Federal law does not recognize
right,
Title VII, Title IX. The U.S. Constitution does not recognize a person's sexual proclivities and behaviors and temptations among those what are called suspect minority qualifications or what constitutes suspect minority status. They don't add up, and federal law doesn't even recognize the LGBT activist agenda under those same terms.
Right. And I think, you know, it's a reminder us as a church to continue to pray for the president and for his cabinet and his all, you know, those who are serving around him to make the right decisions, that they be godly, appropriate decisions. You know, it's not an easy position to be in. And so I understand where he's coming from, wanting to protect the rights of all Americans. But yet when you talk about the LGBT community, I see the difference between, like we were saying, protect the rights of those regarding to race, color, creed, or biological gender, and those who have made a choice to live in a homosexual lifestyle.
Yeah, well, the homosexual activist agenda has nothing to do with civil
right,
rights. They couch it in that
yeah,
term.
That's so
they
wrong,
have the
yeah,
same civil, they have the same civil and human rights that we all do.
Pray for President Trump and the decisions that he's making. Pray for Neil Gorsuch as the new nominee. And continue to stay informed at Liberty Counsel at our website, lc.org. We rely on your prayerful support as we do represent our clients pro bono. We've had the privilege to represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the journalists who unveiled the undercover videos that revealed that Planned Parenthood is making huge profits of selling human baby body parts. So it's so important to know the truth. Please stay informed and involved at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.